Caveman Corner continues on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT at 7:20. Coming up in 10 minutes, Brian Kelly Radio Show live from O'Rourke's right here on WSBT with Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers. Our guest tonight from the Mishawaka football team, Damon Germano, Noah State, and Alex Faulkner, and Isaiah Evans. And Isaiah crowned the homecoming king last week. What was that like?
And got a touchdown.
That's right.
Yeah, in the same game,
too.
Man.
Pretty good night. What was that like, though, getting named homecoming king?
It was shocking a little bit, you know, in front of the home crowd. She's going over our heads with the crown. Is it going to be you? Is it going to be you? It gets placed on my head and I'm kind of confused, like, well, there's something in my head. It's not a helmet because it doesn't have a face mask.
Here I am.
They got to be joking. And then they put the little band around me, and I was like, well, I just wanted to thank all my fellow students, the community, fellow players who voted for me, stuff like that. This is kind of an exciting moment, I guess.
You making people call you King Isaiah now?
No, actually, I do get that a lot though in class. You know, a couple of teachers bow down to the king, stuff like
that.
There
you go.
Every time they see me in the hallway.
Now that's what I was going to ask these other three guys. Do you give him a hard time for being named the king?
Not really. We're just really proud of him. I mean, he's just a great guy all around, on and off the field.
Thank you, Noah.
Noah, you're the starting middle linebacker. You look like you've played it for a long time. Was it last week you got to play some fullback or the week before?
It was the week before.
Had you ever played fullback before?
Back in middle school I did, but that was it, basically.
Was it pretty fun to get to carry the ball, though, finally,
yeah,
as a senior?
It was kind of fun, but kind of a little nervous a little bit since it's been a while.
Nervous? You don't look like somebody who'd get that nervous, though.
Yeah, I was just thinking a little too much, like where I should go, what gap, or whatever.
I'll tell you one part that these guys are really loose, and I actually got caught up in it because I was up in the press box. I thought, okay, I'm going to come down, and I had my phone, I had my camera going. It was right after the game. Coach talks to you guys, and then you run to the student section. I was on my way down to bleachers, and I'm like, I saw you guys come. I'm like, oh, crap, there's no way I'm going to be able to get through this. That's got to be kind of cool to celebrate with the students afterwards, and you got your helmets in the air. Just describe what the feeling's like, especially after a win. I mean, that has to be nice because those kids cheer their hearts out for you, and the band's right there. It's an exciting moment. I think a cool tradition that Mishawaka has not everybody gets to experience. What do you think about that? And just when you go over there, is it just kind of like everybody together, maybe a family moment there?
Yeah, it is, especially after a win. It's so much fun because everyone's all hype and everyone's just there, and they just love to celebrate after a big win.
Yeah, it's great, great video too.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable, you know. A lot, it's not only the student section, but it's Mishawaka football is a community. We do everything for the community. We have a community pep rally. We do community service, everything like that. Mishawaka is a very proud and community town, Elkhart, South Bend, all of us. It's just like our part of Northern Indiana just really comes together, and especially in Mishawaka, there's no other fans like ours that come to the stadium.
Yeah, and we're trying to get the word out on Twitter and at our @Caveman Sports, just some of the traditions that we have, some of the new things. If people haven't been out to a game this year, there's a lot of new things, and we feel like some improvements trying to uphold those traditions. But when you think about the new lights, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on just what that was like to be out there that night after the Jamboree to see that. But, you know, we have some new lights. We have people that are working hard during the game who have been there a long time. But these guys have their music that they play before the game, so they keep some of the traditions. But we threw a new caveman, a big 8-foot-tall wood sculpture that somebody made this big art piece, and now it's in their locker room. So someday we'll figure out who it was. But what do you think about the new lights? And when you were out there to turn on the lights, that must have been fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can you really tell the difference during the game? I mean, can you tell the difference in those lights?
Absolutely.
There is a very big difference.
How about the new turf? I mean, we've got grass that is – it's the same – I guess it's sand-based turf that Michigan State has. So I know there's a huge difference there. These guys apparently – and you can tell me because I've just heard rumor. This is secondhand. You know, it's almost urban legend now. But when you got to go out onto the grass the night before the game, people were doing – I guess they're not snow angels. They'd be grass angels. They'd roll it around. It was pretty exciting. I'm sure you're goofing around a little bit, but to know that the facility and that there's that much care in the community must make you feel good.
It was a very good experience. I think especially with the process of going through the year and seeing it not be done, and then the summertime came and you kind of saw the grass and the sand.
Yeah, it was dirt in April.
Yeah, it was just pure dirt. And then the football players got to come back in the summer, and Coach Curtis would stare off the grass. Don't touch the grass. Stare off the grass. If you go near the field, you're going to run. You're going to do push-ups, everything. Don't go near the grass. And he's very proud of the field. I think it's a big moment for him because he's been for Mishawaka a long time. He's played in a lot of mud games. Northern Indiana is a little bit known for rain. And for the players, it's awesome. Low cut, kind of it's easier to run in a little bit. There's no mud anymore. The linemen don't have to get dirty anymore. You know, St. Joe didn't have brown jerseys.
Linemen are always going to get dirty, though, right?
Of course.
I got a question for Damon and Alex real quick. Now, I was talking to Coach Curtis today about the competition you guys played early in the season. Valpo, you had Chicago Marist, all these big guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Portage, too, for that matter. How much, as linemen especially, going up against that kind of competition, how much has that helped you these past couple weeks?
Oh, it's helped us a lot because Chicago Marist was a very tough team. They had several Division I athletes on their defense, and I think it's helped us prepare for these upcoming weeks because that's probably one of the best defenses we've seen so far.
Especially in the first half of the Marist game, you know, we really proved that we can move the ball. But in the second half, we highlighted a lot of mistakes that we made, and that has led us to improve on those. And our coaches have done a great job of preparing us moving forward.
Yeah, Sean, I got to ask Alex just about your commitment to Army, because earlier people may have seen it in the South Bend Tribune on the front page, but committed to Army, and I know all of Mishawaka is proud, but to make that decision, and you've had lots of options, but it's got to be exciting for you, not just to know where you're going to go play, but who you're going to play with and what your future is.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time in my life right now. I'm really looking forward to playing with the Army Black Knights in fall of 2018. And I absolutely love that they run the triple option. So
make it easy.
A little
for
familiar,
you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have
right.
A little advantage going into the West Point.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Awesome. Yeah.
I have a friend from high school who went to West Point, and he is still in the Army right now. I'm not going to tell you how many years that is, but you can tell by the gray hair. It's been a few. But are you thinking about a career of the Army, or have you thought that far down the line yet?
I don't think I'll know until I get there, but right now I might just do 5 years and get out, but that might change when I get there. I might stick it out all 20 years.
Yeah, kind of winding it down here, guys. I'd just love to hear what it means to put on the Mishawaka uniform. You've got it on right now, but on a Friday night, the fans are out there. You're running out. The junior cavemen, you get to slap their hands. But what is that emotion like for you? And just go down the line here and tell us.
You know, there's nothing that I have come across that gives me quite the same feeling. You know, you get the goosebumps, your heart's racing, heavy breathing. And then when we run out there and we see all those kids and the fans and the lights, you know, in the second half especially, it's just really humbling to see that you're part of something bigger than just yourself and the team.
Putting on this jersey means a lot to me because when we're in the tunnel waiting to come out to the field, it's just so amazing because there's nothing else like this around here, and it's just a great experience.
It means a lot because we've put in so much time in the summer and the spring, and then to like put on this jersey on a Friday night is just a reward. It's awesome.
Yeah, you got 20 seconds, Isaiah. What do you think?
Caveman football is not only just about playing a good football game, but it's about pleasing our fans, pleasing our coaches, and it's about becoming men.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
All right. Hey, great job tonight, guys. Good luck tomorrow night. Good luck, obviously, the rest of the season as well. Damon Germano, Noah Staton, Alex Faulkner, Isaiah Evans, and for Dean Huppert as well. I'm Sean Stiers. We've got the Brian Kelly Show coming up here in just a few seconds. Of course, we're on the air tomorrow night. Caveman Football presented by Midland Engineering. 7 o'clock kickoff at Elkhart Central. The pregame show is at 6:45, presented by School City of Mishawaka. So that is coming up tomorrow night. And the Brian Kelly Radio Show rolls your way right now on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSB.